The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning, Fred Floss, economic professor at Buffalo State University. We're looking at the Sumitomo plant closing in Tonawanda and the potential ripple effect. Fred, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I just kind of want to start with, you know, the impact on face value, over 1,500 jobs lost in Western New York. I feel like it's been a long time since we've seen something of that magnitude here in the Western New York area.
And that's true. excuse me. That having 1,500 jobs at one time end is a shocking thing. But I think we have to realize that a lot of times we lose just as many jobs, but in a lot of different places, and we sometimes don't notice it.
The ripple effect that this will have. I mean, there's the jobs lost, but then the economic impact on the region. Now we're talking about over 1,500 families that have less money to spend around Western New York.
And that's right. The question is whether or not and how fast these folks will be able to find jobs again. The good news is that unemployment is relatively low in Buffalo. In fact, we're pretty close to full employment. So are there additional manufacturing jobs or good-paying jobs that these individuals can find in Western New York, and how long will that take?
When you look at some of the impact that this will have going forward, we heard from the county executive this morning, and he talked about, you know, there are other jobs in Western New York. You know, we're in a decent position to be able to have people move somewhere else to be able to get work, even in the manufacturing sector. One of the problems is that a lot of the jobs might not be the same pay. They might not have the same benefits as what you might have had at Sumitomo Rubber. I mean, can we kind of look at it from that perspective of, even if, you know, a majority of workers find a job again relatively quickly, what is typically the impact seen by a region of wage loss when it comes to a transition like this?
Well, again, I think the key here is that we're pretty much at full employment. So if these individuals can find jobs, for example, in the auto industry or other industries that have union packages, then the losses may be relatively small. On the other hand, if they find jobs in service sector areas where there aren't unions and they have very few benefits, then the losses are going to be much bigger. One of the, I think, the concerns and ripple effects that we're going to have to worry about is in healthcare. These were good jobs where individuals had healthcare that allowed the healthcare industry in Western New York to be fairly stable. If they don't have health insurance, if they have to go on Medicaid, what's that going to do for health services in Western New York?
And we're talking about the economic impact to a region here and some of the ripple effects, but How soon is that seen? You know, when we're looking at measuring the impact of something, I mean, how long might we have to wait until we actually see what it was?
Well, and again, it depends on how fast individuals can get jobs. But traditionally, what we're looking at is something between, you know, 12 to 18 months before we see the full impact of something like this. Because remember, individuals are going to have some savings. The company is going to give them severance packages. So for the initial part of the transition, things may not look so bad, but over the long run, people are going to have to adjust to whatever their new lifestyle is.
And the region kind of adjusts as well. I'd imagine if you run a business anywhere near this area, you'd kind of be on notice. But this is in Tonawanda. You know, we're kind of, I think in the immediate aftermath, we were looking at, you know, some of the bars and restaurants around the plants and the impact that they might see from the loss of foot traffic. These people, though, I mean, come on, we know you work in one place. That doesn't mean you live right around the corner or anything like this. This is not just a Tonawanda issue, is it? This is across Western New York.
Well, sure. Losing this many jobs is going to impact all of Western New York, because people go out to eat, not just where they live, but they go across town and will go buy clothes and other things in different parts of Western New York. It's always a sad thing to see people lose jobs, but we have to look at it also as an opportunity. There are 1,500 people who, if we can find good jobs for, may be more productive and may be part of the answer to moving Western New York forward in a more positive way. If we can find somebody to come in and use this plant that produces something of more value, then over time, Buffalo may be better off. So this happens in economics all the time. It's called creative destructionism. And the idea is, very simply put, that in some cases, companies go out of business, so new companies that are more productive and more valuable can take their place, and therefore people can get higher wages. So while that's not going to happen immediately, over the long term, this is the normal course of business in any kind of capitalist economy.
Well, Fred, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Fred Floss, who joins us this morning, an economics professor at Buffalo State. We're looking at the ripple effect of the Sumitomo plant closing in Tonawanda.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.